It's game on, or is it, for the New England Patriots this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Highmark Stadium against the Buffalo Bills. We even have an update on the condition of DeMar Hamlin for you today. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Patriots fans, thank you once again for joining us here on Locked On Patriots today, making us your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Smash the subscribe button, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. We here at Locked On Patriots are a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise? Then this game is definitely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's all caps, folks, in the game. ultimatefootballgm.com. Patriots fans, once again, I thank you for joining us here today on Locked On Patriots. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there languishing through the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, today I have the honor, the privilege, as I do each and every Wednesday here on Locked On Patriots, of being joined by columnist extraordinaire of Pats Propaganda, podcast host extraordinaire, and then some when it comes to her individual podcast, The Claire Perspective, found on Full Press Coverage Patriots, the illustrious Claire Clazzy. Claire Cooper joins me today. Claire, thank you so much for joining me here on Wednesday's episode of Locked On Patriots.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Thank you, as always, for having me. And I just want to take quickly the opportunity before we dive into all the details of today's show is that we have a bit of a fan out there. Two fans, actually. Kevin and his son Jack from New Hampshire. So I did say that I would just quickly give a quick wave and a quick shout out, a quick hey, Jack, to say hi to him, well, because they were watching the show. So it was just a quick moment of hey there for the fans. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to do that. So I hope they enjoy the show.
Absolutely, as do I. Kevin, Jack, thank you so much for viewing. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. Hello and Happy New Year to both of you as well and your family. Claire, it's been a interesting 24 to 48 hours for football fandom, without any question. Yesterday here on Locked On Patriots, the mood was somber. It was very sullen. And we continue, as everyone out there in the football universe, everyone really out there in any walk of life that continues to monitor and pray for the situation and wish the best for Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin. Here's what we know, folks. There was a slight update overnight that was provided very late last night. Several members of the Bills media were on this story. For those of you, to give you a recap, DeMar remains in critical condition after suffering a cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field in a matchup with the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday night. Required on-field medical attention. He was resuscitated on the field. That's a little bit of a new piece of information that we didn't have at the time that we recorded yesterday here on Locked On Patriots. But he was transported to University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Currently, he is in intensive care. He is sedated. And according to his uncle, Dorian Glenn, who spoke with members of the Bills media, I'm quoting Matt Parrino of Syracuse.com, great writer up there, very well-respected member of the Bills beat. DeMar's uncle essentially said that his nephew remains on a ventilator to help him breathe, that there is slight lung damage, but he is now breathing using only 50% of the ventilator. He needed 100% yesterday. To quote Glenn's comments, that is a good thing. That is a good sign. So again, these are Dorian Glenn's words, just reiterating what was reported last night. Can't really speculate any more than that on what his medical condition means or the types of treatment that he's given. Again, as I said yesterday, neither Claire or I are in any way qualified to do so, but it is encouraging to hear that this could possibly be moving in the right direction. And just the outpouring of support that has been befalling the Hamlin family, that has been falling DeMar personally, has really been just so overwhelmingly heartwarming and just really just so amazing, Claire. It really has been something that I think has touched each and every one of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a terrible situation that the NFL, that the NFL world that we find ourselves in with this situation at the moment. The one sort of spark of good that it has brought from it is how it has shown how players come together. It has really put on a pedestal for us all how that the NFL, not just the within the team, within the whole of the NFL, it is a brotherhood, and that is a beautiful thing to witness in that respect. I mean, plenty of Patriots have been seen to have been donating to the toy drive that was kind of set up initially before this even happened. I mean, the likes of Brian Hoyer is on the list, and I from what I understand, Robert Kraft put a donation out there for £18,003, which was quite significant. Obviously, plenty of the donations have been putting that three on the end as tribute to DeMar with his number. But I understand that in the Jewish culture that the number 18 signifies life. So a lot of thought obviously was put into that, and that in itself is really lovely to think that he hasn't really just looked at it as a donation. He's looked at making it even more significant, as significant as it can be. So that it's nice to see that. And as we record this, just to mention, I know that we're going to move on to sort of Patriot situation, but just to quickly tie back to the Bills, as we're recording this on Wednesday, there was just some mention on social media that the Bills meetings and walkthroughs will happen today, but there is no media coverage at the Bills today. So, that they're kind of dialing it down, but sort of dipping their toe back into the situation, because that is what's kind of the NFL is going to have to do. And I know that we're going to talk in a moment in regards to, what's going forward for the NFL with the week 18 and stuff. So, yeah.
Without question, so well said. And the donation that we saw from Robert Kraft, the donation that we saw from expatriate Tom Brady and Devin McCourty and Josh McDaniels, names that we're familiar with that we see on the list. As a Patriots fan, it fills you with pride. It really and
Sure.
truly
Yeah.
does. To see the team rally around a player that plays for a rival franchise. Rivalries are put aside in this
A
situation.
strong rivalry
There
team
is,
as well, because
yeah,
that's
exactly.
another thing to comment on. There is a very strong
Absolutely.
rivalry with the Bills, but something like
Yeah.
this, it's you saw it in the Cincinnati game. Something like this tears down all those walls. It really does. And like I said, the NFL just shows the brotherhood and the familyness, and it kind of makes you feel good in a way to be part of trying to be part of that world in, obviously in a media situation, but to be proud of the NFL, to be proud of your link to the NFL when it comes together in such a way like this.
It really does. It really does. And you talk about the resolve of this young man, 24 years old, establishing the Chasing M's Foundation, which is where these donations, folks, to DeMar's GoFundMe page are being directed. And it was something that he established in 2020. He wanted to support children impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is before he was a paid athlete to do it. He did it out of the goodness of his heart. And the hometown of McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, is obviously, very concerned and re really wishing the best for DeMar, as we all are. But there's so much that this does for his community. It supports toy drives, back to school drives, kids camps, and so much more. So the GoFundMe page, obviously, folks, you can find it on a simple Google search without question. If you are within your wherewithal, definitely check it out. But we're very cautious to advise that the $5 donations, the $10 donations are just as significant. They're just as
Oh, of
praiseworthy
course.
as the big donors on the list, without any question. But you really see players, teammates, just a brotherhood. And I think you put that perfectly, Claire. The NFL is a brotherhood. These guys really, look out for one another, and they genuinely care about one another on the field and off the field. And when one member of that fellowship is in trouble, you really see the rallying come, and that's something that is extremely heartwarming without any question.
Yeah.
Patriots joining, that obviously we've seen so many of the outpouring of support from Patriots players, ex-players and current players that have offered their, thoughts and their best wishes for DeMar. Gillette Stadium last night, a touching tribute with the facade lit up in Buffalo blue, and the scoreboard indicating that Patriots Nation stands with DeMar Hamlin. And I think the words of Robert Kraft say it best. We're all Patriots. We're all Buffalo Bills right now. And today and tonight and all throughout this, the New England Patriots and Patriots Nation stand with DeMar Hamlin. So we continue to send our best wishes, our support, and anything that we can do here on Locked On Patriots to help everyone, get through. And hopefully, we're looking at DeMar making a recovery as soon and as complete as possible. And we'll continue to bring you all of the latest information on the situation and on the subject right here on Locked On Patriots. But Claire, the league has spoken. There was some question about what was going to happen this weekend with the game that is indeed coming up. While the Bills and the Bengals is up in the air right now in terms of how that game will be resolved, it will not be played throughout the remainder of this week. The Week 18 slate is indeed intact. The Patriots and Bills are set to hook up on Highmark Stadium's field at 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, January 8th. Claire and I are going to talk about the different playoff scenarios and what possibly could happen here when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, we are excited here on the Locked On Podcast Network about our new sponsor and partner, the mobile game Ultimate Football GM. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. You can manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You're not only responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators, but also trading players, making draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft and all the ups and downs of a season. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free, playable offline as well, so you can play on the go, and you can add and you can play as you want when you want to. And Locked On Patriots listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On. That's all caps, folks. In the game store, you can find it. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM, start your dynasty today. Patriots fans, the illustrious Clazzy Claire Cooper joins me today here on Locked On Patriots, columnist extraordinaire of Pat's Propaganda, and also a podcast host extraordinaire for Full Press Coverage Patriots, where she hosts a Claire Perspective of Patriots podcasts. Folks, smash the subscribe button, download, subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. An amazing, amazing listen. You'll love it. And I know you will, because I love it. So, Claire, the New England Patriots, as all teams right now, are charged with the duty of restoring normalcy and restoring and getting back to work in the wake of a very, very difficult 24 to 48 hours since Monday night's incident and since that happened in Cincinnati. As football fans across the country continue to show their best wishes and their support for safety DeMar Hamlin, the NFL provided some clarity on the status of the Week 18 schedule. As we said coming into the break here, the Bills game with the New England Patriots scheduled for Sunday is still on. And even though the Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game will not resume this week, that game is still on. And Claire, this has a lot of playoff implications right now for the Bills, for the Patriots, for the Bengals. You have a lot of teams that are fighting for playoff spots, and it sounds awfully callous to be able to talk about the Bills-Bengals game having that type of ripple effect. But here we are in New England right now and looking at the game going on. You mentioned earlier that the Bills will be having a practice and a walkthrough today, but they will not be meeting with the media. Patriots are scheduled to meet with the media today. So under those circumstances, we can't really speculate as to what's going to happen and what needs to happen with the Buffalo Bills, what needs to happen with the Cincinnati Bengals. I think what really needs to happen now, especially for the Buffalo Bills, is to ensure, that their team is well taken care of mentally, physically, emotionally. That really is the most important thing right now for the Bills.
It was a really difficult situation to be in anyway, as to what can the NFL do? What could they decide to do that was best for everyone? And the one thing that's sort of very difficult is, like you said, the ripple effect, the impact that it has, because it doesn't just impact the Bills team and the Bills record and things like that and how they're standing. It really filters out and impacts everybody else, because as you look at it at the moment with regards to the logistics with the playoffs, it's a case of the Patriots get through if this team loses, this team loses, this team wins, this team loses. It's so integrated with regards to what happens with everyone else. It's come at a very, an even more difficult time for how much that wave crescends over the rest of the league. If this was something that we were talking about in very early in the season, they would have more flexibility to maybe give more time to the situation, because it wouldn't have such a spread of impact on other teams if they weren't to play this week, is what I'm trying to get at, not the initial situation itself. What I'm trying to say is, if they weren't to play, the impact would be a lot less earlier in the season, because there'd be time to make it up. Because it's the end of the season, the NFL would going to be very restricted at what options they had.
In terms of the action that we're going to see on the field, I think it's a little early to determine how this is going to affect the Bills mentally and emotionally. But physically, you're absolutely right. This is a team that is very capable of beating you on so many levels in all three phases. The Bills, I would argue, are the most solid team in the league at doing that. So where do you go if you're the New England Patriots in this situation? Well, their playoff hopes are still winning they're in. I mean, the New England Patriots haven't really changed all that much in terms of their thought process, in terms of what they need to do in order to get in. If they beat the Bills this weekend, they're in the playoffs. They have that seventh seed. All of the other seeds have fallen in where that will indeed be the case. If they lose to the Bills this weekend, the scenarios that you talked about are in place, at least according to right now. If the league shuffles this at all, folks, it is a fluid situation. Even though the league has said that there's no changes to the Week 18 schedule, that could change between now and Thursday, now and Wednesday night. So
Yeah,
definitely keep it
true.
here. We're going to continue to monitor that. But if the Patriots do lose this weekend, it would be the New York Jets needing to beat the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns needing to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Jacksonville Jaguars needing to beat or at least tie the Tennessee Titans. If that happens,
That's what I was thinking.
all three of those scenarios will need to happen. And with the exception of the Titans game, which is taking place prime time on Saturday, those games, the Jets and the Dolphins and the Browns and the Steelers, are taking place at the same time as the Bills and the Patriots this weekend. So definitely something to keep an eye on. That 1 p.m. window on Sunday is going to be very telltale for the New England Patriots. Prior to this game, we had talked about the Buffalo Bills possibly resting starters. If they got a win against Cincinnati, they would be in the driver's seat for the number one seed playoff wise. If they didn't, then it would probably be Kansas City. The matchup on Saturday night between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders has a big impact on what's going to happen with the Bills as well. So that's something to keep monitoring, folks. We don't know a whole lot about that situation. We'll continue to keep you updated as best we possibly can, but that's where it lies right now. The Patriots are still in a win and you're in situation. But what does it mean ultimately for the New England Patriots in the long run? And what are they going to be able to do on the field to correct some of the wrongs that they're going to have to play through? Claire and I are going to wrap up this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast by bringing things back to a Patriots-centric topic. And we're going to talk about the New England Patriots performance in just a moment when we continue. But first, folks, as a small business owner or a hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. They go beyond resume data and they use insights from your job post, from your company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to. They help you do it faster as well. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Patriots fans, thank you once again for joining us here on Locked On Patriots today. I'm joined, as always, on Wednesday by the illustrious Claire Clazy, Claire Cooper of Pat's Propaganda and Full Press Coverage Patriots. Claire, business is about to resume, and I don't want to say business as usual because that would be disingenuous. It wouldn't be the case. It's not going to be business as usual, but as the old saying goes, the show must go on, and it looks like it is going to go on 1 o'clock p.m., Highmark Stadium, Orchard Park, New York, the Patriots taking on the AFC champion Buffalo Bills. A lot of playoff implications in this one. Obviously, the playoffs win and they're in for the Patriots. Claire, as you look at the Patriots' performance on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins and coming back to that a little bit and then bringing it into what the Patriots may need to do on the field, how this game is shaking out from a Patriots perspective, what are you keeping your eye on this week? In terms of preparation, in terms of health for the New England Patriots, what are some of the things that you're watching closely?
Well, as you were saying that, I was just thinking when you asked me that question, it's what are you looking for? And initially, it's like the injury report closer to the time, because the Patriots have got the likes of Jacoby Myers questionable, Devontae Parker questionable, and Marcus Jones questionable. I know Jack Jones has been put on IR, so that, you know, that's a situation very unfortunate for us. But yeah, so it's looking at who's going to be ready to suit up and boot up for the game kind of thing, because the one thing that the Patriots kind of need is, you know, a really good defense, because the defense has been carrying this, you know, has been carrying this team, unfortunately. And to his credit, Jacoby Myers is one of the top receivers for the Patriots. As much as people like to argue which way, who's number one, who's number two, if we've got a number one, if there's three threes or two twos or, you know, four ones, whatever. But they don't have a one. So I know that it's like, yeah, that's a big thing that's out there. So Jacoby did, he you know, he did great in the game against the Finns with his, I think I penned it in my game recap as his flying catch touchdown, which, because it was it was rather good. Unfortunately, it was what then resulted in him possibly with an injury. So it's like one of those kind of sort of moments in regards to that. So yeah, the thing that I'm going to be keeping my sharp eye on, as you like to say, is definitely the injury report, because again, Marcus Jones, another really significant piece, although I have to say that I was quite surprised at how well, yeah, I want to say well, that the Patriots, that their cornerbacks, their secondary, did against the likes of Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Because I mean, some pretty dynamic wide receivers out there for the Finns that they did quite well. So that was something that was concerning, and it was interesting to see that the one thing that was sort of really concerning because of the depletedness of the secondary with the cornerbacks in Jack and Marcus not being out there sort of thing was like, how are we going to work this? Because I think Jalen Mills was out as well. So it was just a case of, wow, who have we got left there? I think, oh yeah, his name's going to elude me now, because when I was looking at this match before the matchup, it was like, who's going to go in then? And they signed a guy really quite recently, and he went in, and it's just like, oh, you're throwing names at me that I don't even know, because this guy hasn't been on the team for the whole season, so I don't even know who these guys are anymore. You see a number go across and a name and you're like, wait, what? Huh? Did they spell somebody's name wrong sort of thing? Because it was like that, it kind of got that depleted when it came to the secondary. So I think they did quite well in regards to that, but it's unfortunate that this defense is having to carry this team, and the offense really needs, they need to, as we like to say, they need to pull their pants up, because it's just not good that the defense isn't even getting time to rest, like in between. So you're going to wear the defense out sort of thing. And if they make it to the playoffs, the offense needs to like do its, you know, kind of do their job. They need to take up a bit of time, because the defense can't be on and off the field as quickly as they are recently. But I mean, to put it in perspective, as we mentioned, talking about the Bills kind of as they are, as the entity that they are, they're a very good team. PFF have got them power ranked. They've got Josh Allen power ranked as the first quarterback, and then they've got Mac Jones as the 15th, which I thought was quite amusing considering he was taken like 15th overall. So I found that amusing. However, in the grand scheme of things, it's not very good because it means he's kind of very halfway down the pack. So yeah, we know the Bills are a formidable opponent, and they have been the last couple of years. They have been since the Patriots haven't had Tom Brady. So regardless, this is going to be a very good, difficult matchup. And it does feel like you said, a win and they're in. And the defense do look like they have got something. So I've been pretty confident about this lovely defense. The worry is that the offense can't pull their weight enough to help the defense have that little bit of a rest in between so that they can be so, you know, can perform so well in regards to like Carl Duggar interceptions, returns for touchdowns and stuff like this. All those things are lovely, but they're technically supposed to be more bonus things, not game winning things. They're supposed to be that little extra bit that makes you look really good. Not the thing that you have to hang your hat on to win the game, because your offense is supposed to be good enough to be scoring sort of thing. So we saw them target Hunter Henry a bit more, and we saw how the utilization of, I know that people, I'm going to get kind of grief for this because I am a tight end, you know, enthusiast, and Hunter Henry is my boy. And I even put that on Twitter, my boy, it was great. But we saw, you can see, you don't have to be a tight end expert in enthusiast, sorry, to see that when they utilize Hunter Henry in the right way, they win games. And it's like, dude, you don't need to be a rocket scientist on the offensive side of the ball to realize that. So do that kind of thing. So yeah, let's hoping that they do that some more, maybe. So yeah, maybe use Hunter Henry more. Kendrick Bourne, we don't know what's going on with him. Is he going to be in the doghouse now because he kind of fluffed something? So, this is one of those things, isn't it, with the kind of the Belichickian doghouse, who we're going to see when it comes to wide receiver. If Jakobi Meyers is questionable with regards to his injury, I hope that whatever issue, if there is an issue with Kendrick Bourne, whoever gets over themselves so that they can put him in, because he's going to be significantly needed if Jakobi doesn't go. Fingers crossed that he does. As I said, as we record this on the Wednesday, he's questionable. So obviously there's plenty of time between now and then to find out if he's going to be able to play. So yeah, that's where we kind of are looking sort of short term at the moment, is who on the injury report is going to be able to go, how strong the Patriots offense and defense are going to be for this matchup on Sunday.
Yeah, it really, I think it all comes down to health at this point for the New England Patriots. And you've got several guys that right now in concussion protocol. When you look at Devontae Parker has been there a little bit, Marcus Jones, you know, these guys are trying to do their best to make it back on the field. And if they're able to do so, a lot of that is going to be determined by what we see in practice this week, whether or not they're removed from protocol, whether or not they continue to be out. That's a big concern for the New England Patriots, obviously. You mentioned being able to do that, you know, on the offensive side of the ball and be able to utilize the strengths that this team has. Mac Jones hit his targets when he needed to. He was very good in the first quarter. He was very good in the fourth quarter. But in the middle two quarters, Mac needs to put together that type of effort for a complete game if you're going to try to defeat the Buffalo Bills. That is not an easy task and not an easy defense that presents so many difficulties on all three levels, whether it be in the secondary, the linebacker crew, or the defensive front. So Mac's going to need a complete game effort in order to be able to lead his team to victory. You mentioned the secondary, and that to me is a big issue for the Patriots, especially in this game, with all of the offensive, you know, with all of the offensive players on the Bills team that can really get the job done. Exactly. I mean, you look at what they can do, and they can beat you again in so many ways. Jalen Mills is someone that I really would hope that they would be able to get back on the field. Tay Hayes came in, did a very good job under the circumstances. He can be someone that can play at a high level, but are they going to be able to, you know, lean on him to play as high as he did? Patriots had a lot of success going four safeties on the field against Miami. We'll see if they try to deploy something similar or maybe a little bit of a hybrid look there. But that, to me, may be the best opportunity. And those, I think, are the biggest stories coming out of New England right now. And again, Wednesday's injury report is going to be very telltale for the New England Patriots. Keep a sharp eye out for that. And we'll be covering that here today on Locked On Patriots, as well as tomorrow when Joe Marino of Locked On Bills joins me here for what will be an emotional but an informative crossover episode between Locked On Patriots and Locked On Bills. Joe, truly one of the best in the business, a great colleague, a valued friend, and I'm looking forward to be able to join him on the microphone this week. Claire, are there any parting thoughts, anything that you wish to regale our adoring public before we take our leave of today's episode?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything we needed to cover today.
Okay. Well, the Countess has spoken, folks. And in that regard, we will continue to bring you the very latest here on Locked On Patriots. Our thoughts, our best wishes are with the Hamlin family, are with DeMar Hamlin for his continued recovery and hopefully moving in the right direction. But there is also a game to be covered, and we will continue to cover that each and every day here on Locked On Patriots right up until kickoff. So please download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button. I'd be remiss if I did not tell you, please, by all means, follow my good friend, the illustrious Claire, Clazzy Claire Cooper, the Countess of Claz herself, on Twitter at Clazzy Claire. Check out A Claire Perspective, a Patriots podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. One of the best listens you'll find anywhere. And don't miss Claire's great written work for PatsPropaganda.com. On behalf of the illustrious Clazzy Claire Cooper, I'm Mike DeBate. Continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a peaceful day, everyone.